Hey, here we are. I like the music today, Victor. I like the music.
Amazing.
All created by our guy here, Victor Feria. Look at this guy. DJ, ready for Miami Music Week.
Producer, DJ, podcaster, entrepreneur. We do a little bit of everything, Steve.
I like it.
You know, I was like, let me play with the beach backdrop, you know, the flamingos and the seagulls on there. So I was like, I think that's our vibe there.
Super cool. I like it. And so if you want to hear more of it, you can actually check out Tangy Radio on YouTube to set the vibes. Victor has created a bunch of soundtracks for different times of the day that we actually play in our vacation rentals. So that was we didn't even plan that plug, but make sure to sign up for Tangy Radio because you can get the vibes of what it's like being in one of our places.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's Tangy Radio, and I think it's a cool little notion. I mean, we send the guests a link, kind of prepare them and set the mood so they could hear a little music before their stay, and then it's a cool little touch when they get to our properties. They hear the music that they've heard from before, so I think it's a nice little touch there.
It's nice. We're planting the seed, that marketing touch of planting the seed, getting them excited before they arrive. Look at that, guys. Tangy Radio. Make sure to get on there. But a busy week here in Miami, as we just kind of alluded to. Today is the start of, or actually yesterday was the start of Miami Music Week. Mm-hmm. And Ultra kicks off today in the pouring rain. So I'm excited to see how they handle that because it is pouring by my place in downtown Miami.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? Because you love going to live music. Me, I need like a skybox away from the crowd, but you love going. What do you think about it?
Man, I went one time to Ultra when I was, you know, younger, and I love it, man. Just like the atmosphere, it really is like something that really sets the city apart. And it's right in downtown with a beautiful backdrop. You know, world famous DJs, musicians come out. But I agree with you. I think now a little later on, if I ever do go, it's definitely with VIP. So we'll probably head out there, get a little skybox, and it gets really crowded. Have you ever been to a music festival?
I've been to music festivals. Okay. I like going to see live music, but I need like a seat, I think, for myself. And I can still party and have a good time, but I need like my space because I think the last one I went to that like... I'm going to age myself was the Warp Tour. And I had like Rob Zombie and Kid Rock and these guys on stage and Blink 182. And I was in the mosh pit. I got stuck. I'm like, and I was with my brother who was like 14 at the time. I was like, I got to save him.
Yeah. I can get a little hectic down there and hot too, right? Here in Miami.
It's hot in there, but I still love going to see live music. Just I need my seat.
A little different
talking now. About big events. Look at this transition here. These are pro transitions. We are sold out in all of our homes. We worked hard to get there this way. What can we tell people like look out for when they have big events coming in? How can they maximize the most money without missing out?
Yeah, it's like you said, you know, looking ahead. It doesn't start, you know, weeks or a couple months. It starts, you know, maybe a year out that you can start looking at the rates, looking at the competitors and what you know other properties are doing. And setting up the rate as a premium rate, you know, and then I think a big factor is dynamic pricing, making sure you have the right software and the right tools and you're planning ahead. But these big impact weekends, you know, bring in a lot of revenue and a lot of, you know, for the local government, for everyone. So prepare yourself, you know, maybe add a little bit of a touch because you know that they're going to come down here for a music event. So Tangy Radio is another good example there, another plug there, but it's exciting, man. It's exciting that we have something so unique for our city.
Yeah. And I would say like for people out there, you can start sky high pricing, but just know everyone's competing for those people. And especially this kind of big event, I think this has 100,000 people coming to Miami just for this concert, which is great to see. And I actually like this crowd because I'm right down the street from it. They are not smashing things and being destructive. They're actually here for like having a good time and partying and enjoying it. So it is tough for the people that live right across because you have music playing for 3 days. So people move out. But if you got an Airbnb there and you got a balcony in one of those buildings looking down, you get a free concert yourself. So it is very cool. It's a good highlight to have if you have a short-term rental building, which we're going to talk about because there is one that's very close that's about to open.
And that's a good point. We were just talking with the team yesterday and I was telling them, you know, because they were worried. It's like, oh, my God, are they going to come and party at the houses? And I was like, actually, it's a lot more calm. I think they're going out to their concerts. They get so tired and beat up from being there all day in the hot sun that they actually just come back to the house to just sleep. So it's, you know, pretty easy and yeah, calm guest, beneficial to us.
Yeah, I think we've seen that. Well, I think maybe only one house 1 year had like something crazy going on. And that was like at the very, very beginning of it all.
Right.
But I'm excited to see it and see how it goes in the city. But this is going to talk about this next project that we got going on. So for you all listening that are not from Miami, and you're not driving, I want you to pause and just check out Miami World Center. You're going to see this giant section of downtown Miami that has really transformed this whole city because they built city within a city, Miami World Center. Right. Got tons of condos. It's got shops. It's got restaurants. It has hotels now in it. And one of the things that has been making a big headlines and it continue to is that there's 8,000 short-term rental friendly apartments in this kind of complex. So again, that's gigantic. And they're building a brand new one. They just announced the 600 World Center is now going to be the latest that they're developing. And it's going to be open in 2026. So we have some time, but right, no rental restrictions for its condos. A lot of investors interested in it. You know, another 600 rooms added to that are going to be available. So
it's incredible.
What do you think of that, Victor? How do you feel about this?
We used to work there. Remember, we used to work there. And we've walked through there, my wife and I, and it's just completely different. It's changed so much. So it's another, you know, really nice addition for our city. It's going to be, you know, big competition with other areas here in Miami, like, you know, Wynwood, and such places like that. But it's exciting. It's going to be, you know, a cool little hub to have and to attract more tourism. But the competition is going to get stronger, right?
Yeah. Look, it's got some cool things. I can't wait to see it fully open. Like they have something they call the Jewel Box, which is going to have like awesome restaurants, attractions. Apple's building like one of their biggest stores there. It has all like the name brands that we know. They're coming out there. But the way they set it up is kind of like, you know, when you go to old cities in Europe where there's like a plaza and then all the buildings surround the plaza, that's what they're doing to try to make it like an event type space.
Yeah.
And they have Michelin star restaurants there. They've got cafes. They have ventanitas. So like a little espresso, you can walk up. So they're making this whole neighborhood. But for investors, I want you just to pay attention. And we keep harping on this because we care about you. Be smart when you're doing this thing. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. What would you advise some investors when they're looking at this, Victor?
Yeah, great point, Steve. I think we talked about it on a previous podcast. And, you know, I think making sure you go and ask other management companies or reach out to other companies or other people who can help you and set their own analysis, you know, try to get three or four, you know, some rental analysis to see and gauge what that can be. Don't necessarily just go by one that you're receiving, because you know you shared a story on here one time of you know these developers kind of, you know, hyping up their numbers to something that really isn't to attract those investors. So really just, you know, look out for yourself, do your due diligence, do your homework, and ask around and try to get some more opinions.
Yep, that's great advice. And my advice to you all looking at these buildings: stay away from the studios and one bedrooms because you're competing directly with the hotels that are right around that block. And if you haven't seen, I'm visiting 50 hotels in 50 days on my other channel, The Hospitality Mentor. And there's a ton of great hotels. I'm walking in them and you will have a lot of competition in that price range for studios and one bedrooms. So if you can, we always tell people two bedrooms, three bedrooms. That way people traveling with friends or families, now it's a differentiator versus getting that big little time studio. Or if you just need a place to crash. Yeah, if you just need a place to crash and you don't want to have an investment and you just like the building and the amenities, go for it. But you're going to struggle with that studio or one bedroom in the short-term rental world.
Yeah, and a kitchenette. And to add on to that point, a kitchenette or a kitchen, that's also something that differentiates yourself. And and even more now, you know, that decor, the furnishing, try to be, you know, very, very specific into what you're trying to do to set yourself apart, right?
Yep. I started seeing some of these hotels and their big suites are adding kitchenettes now in the new models. And when they're doing renovations, they know people want it. And so all of a sudden, you have what was like a little wet bar that now has a little kitchenette in it, starting to add things that people want. So all these lines are blurring for sure. And we're going to talk about that later on in the show, of like one of these resorts that is blurring those lines. But listen, Miami's a place to be right now. Everyone's moving here. All the big companies, celebrities, conferences, music festivals. It's, you know, I just feel lucky that we get to live here right now.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Yeah, we're definitely lucky. And I think there's even more events coming up. We got soccer. We got all these like FIFA tournaments coming up. So it's an exciting time to live here, to invest here, and to be a part of it.
Yeah, I was listening to Dana White of UFC. He was talking about, right, you maybe saw that, like how LA used to be the place he wanted to go to and like sneak away to and do all his events there. He said now Miami's the place. Like this place is crazy. It's just like an excitement, electricity. So we just had it like 2 weeks ago, one of the UFC fights, another one.
Yeah, we had in the American Airlines Arena. I still call it American Airlines, but Kasaya Center.
AAA.
And they had an exciting AAA. There you go. They had an exciting event there, one of their UFCs. And it was, I saw a lot of celebrities out there. It looked like one of Lakers, like a Lakers basketball game.
Bigger.
Many celebrities.
My kid's favorite star, Mr. Beast, was there. So they were all excited that Mr. Beast was in the audience, the YouTuber.
He just put me onto him. I had no idea.
Biggest YouTuber in the world was there. Like, oh my God, he's sitting next to like, I forget, like some major A-list celebrities that you and I know from the movies. And it's right. Mr. Beast. They're like, oh, Mr. Beast. Incredible. Anyhow, talking about Airbnbs, Airbnb has been making big time headlines for this news they just put out on their site. Is that after 10 years of really pushing out and collecting taxes, they have contributed over $10 billion in tourism taxes globally, aiding communities and governments. So, look, Airbnb gets a lot of hate from a lot of people. You know, sometimes we get frustrated with them on certain things that they do, but it's clear they made an impact. How do you see this when you hear this headline?
Yeah, it was pretty strategic, right? It's a pretty strategic article that they kind of
They created the article and the news press release.
So it's incredible. I mean, to your point, you know, we do hear a lot of negatives about Airbnb, and it has its own thing, but there is a lot of positives, and it's just so user friendly, right? As far as like collecting taxes from the city, you know, from the guests, and then remitting those to the municipalities. Every time we have a new owner, and I let them know, like, hey, you know, Airbnb got your back. Yeah, they're gonna go ahead and remit. It's like a breath of fresh air for the owner. So, you know, there are a lot of positives, and $10 billion is a lot. Is a lot. I know. What was it, about like 2 years ago? I think they also created a publication for specifically our city, and we were at $32 million, and I believe that was 2022 or 2023. If I stand corrected, but. That's a lot of money for these cities, and a positive in that sense is that, again, what we talked about earlier, that money stays locally, you know, that money is going to companies like ours that we're local here to Miami, to hosts that are local, and that, you know, those funds and that money continues to circulate in these cities that are maybe struggling or having a hard time.
No, it's true. And I love seeing this. That was one of the debates at the very beginning. Like, hotels have to pay taxes and we have to do all these things and Airbnbs don't, and they can just undercut us in price. And so they started layering these things in because the hotels are pressuring. So now they look for other things that they're doing. But I always say, like, we keep seeing new laws come out from the governments, local governments. Like we talked about New York got banned pretty much. They were trying to do some certain things in Florida now. So we're going to see how those rules really affect us because it passed in the state of Florida,
right
across the board of Florida. So we're going to see how every county kind of deals with it. But if you're collecting taxes and you're paying a ton of money and you decide to shut it down, you got to make up that money somewhere, right? Right. And there's not enough hotels to fill all those things to make up that tax difference. So
yeah,
it's always interesting to see how people play the politics and business and lobbying. We've seen it now behind the scenes. So it's not just clear cut. It really is a whole big chess game going on behind the scenes.
And how do hotels do it, Steve? I know you may be a little bit more familiar with that, but they also collect, you know, the taxes from the guest.
Yeah. There's like a percentage of tax. So every time we stay in a hotel, like each city is different.
Right.
When you go to Miami Beach, they have, I forget the number now. I think it was like a 7% tax. And there's like a tax on per room every time you book. So like you see all those fees add up at the bottom, like a tourism tax, a city tax, all these taxes that are taxed on tourists that are coming to the city. So they don't tax the locals.
There you go.
And so that kept going higher and higher to to make up the difference. And then when Airbnb came in, I mean, like 2014, 15, 16, that's when the bans hit Miami Beach of, hey, we don't want this. You're not paying and you're ruining the neighborhoods. We want this to go to the hotels. The hotels came in big time.
Right.
It's like that in a lot of cities, right? But I think once we know the rules, great. But vacation rental is tough because they keep adding new rules and changing the field of play all the time. So we think we're doing something right, and then they could change it last minute, where hotels know their rules and here's what they got and how they need to behave. So
yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's you got to stay ahead and stay informed and join associations. Another little plug there, you know, associations like ours that we're a part of, Favor. And they do a really good job at updating and making sure that you're on the right path
make sure
regulations.
Joan Favor, check it out. FAVR. I think it's $75 to join, so it's not a big fee, but you'll see all the news of what's going on. This is for the state of Florida, but join your local association because they'll keep you going on in the VRMA. If you're not a part of it, join that too. You'll see that they're really fighting for us because sometimes we get caught up in the day-to-day business and a law comes down and we didn't know about it. Get wiped out.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, we do so much in day-to-day and operations, and you get kind of involved in all of that, but this is very important. It's very important, and it's the nature of the business too.
Yep. Well, anyhow, love seeing that the taxes are going to the communities. It's big news, but we're going to go to the next story here that I need to go check this place out. We might need to go up when we go visit Orlando again. A new $1.5 billion Evermore Orlando Resort just opened up, and it is bananas. I mean, check this out. They have like a pool that looks like an ocean at the center of the property. Like, my kids thought it was an ocean. Like, you're at the beach. But what's different about this place, they do have a traditional hotel, but they have vacation rentals style homes all across the property. So they saw, all right, people like these vacation rental resorts. Plus a hotel, we're going to give them a beach to go to right side of Disney. So now the worlds are meshing together. This kind of started in Orlando a little while ago, where you had vacation rentals with neighborhoods that had these amenities like water slides and water parks. But now you have Margaritaville that kind of kicked it off, I think, in my eyes, where they had the Margaritaville homes, plus the hotel, plus the restaurant. Now this takes it to a whole different level because now you have the convention centers, which drive the group business. Then you've got the families, you're next to Disney, you've got the homes that are like luxe homes, not any of these IKEA homes that we like to say sometimes. So the worlds are meshing together, which I think is good for us that we're in both worlds. So
I think so too.
What do you see when you saw this? Because it just opened.
Right. I mean, I think it's just an addition. I mean, they're already, Orlando's really well known for, you know, big groups and conventions and that and such sorts. But adding on to this, it's going to, you know, create more of a buzz to the city in Orlando. That's already something growing. So it's exciting to see. Definitely would love to check it out. Does it say when it opens up?
It already opened. It's open.
It's already open. Gotcha.
It's open. It opened up, I think last month or like 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, but they were like in stages. They still have a couple more stages to go, but their resort pool wide open. A lot of the homes are open. We had a friend that just stayed there and was like, it's pretty crazy. He couldn't get it. And it's like, I don't know if it's a hotel or vacation rentals. Like, dude, it's both. You got both. Like, you have to just know that you can travel any way you want to.
They're hitting every single sector, right? You know, groups, families. I think a little bit of for everything. So I wonder what, you know, what it'll do to the other, you know, short term rental vacation homes if this really takes off.
Like for me, if I know that I have hotel style amenities, there's someone I can call on when I need something, and I like that. Here's what I liked about Margaritaville. I'll say it like this. I haven't been to Evermore, but I feel like it would be the same. I stayed in a vacation rental home. Great.
Right.
4-bedroom, had my own pool downstairs, hot tub, my own space. But I didn't want to make my own breakfast, right? So I walked on over to the hotel with my kids, got to the cafe they had, got my Starbucks, got the breakfast sandwich for them, walked around, and then went over to the resort pool.
There you go.
For a little bit, and then we finished the day in our pool. Right. So I had like the best of both worlds in one place. And this place looks even more top of the line. So I'm excited to check it out. So if you're listening from the Evermore, Victor and I are happy to do a live show from one of your vacation rentals. We'll send you a note to get us over there.
That'll be cool. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of eyes are on this project and seeing You know, if it works and takes off, I could see this kind of being something, you know, built all over the country, all over the world. Orlando specifically has so much space, you know, that they could build stuff like this. And there's other areas in Florida, but, you know, throughout the country, there's great, great locations where something like this would be vital.
Yeah, I mean, we've been eyeing Orlando for a little bit now, right? And so we could give some updates here. We've been eyeing Orlando for a little bit. We're talking to a couple of companies to see, like, right, how do we get into this area? So if you're in Orlando and you're looking to make a change or you want to do some kind of joint venture or sell, let us know. We're looking to get up there, make some moves in Orlando. Because we've got some great cities, but Orlando is the place to be. Very competitive, though.
Very.
So we're going to see what we do up there, but we're looking. So if you're hearing this, we're looking to grow, and we're happy to chat with you.
There you go. Quick bright line train.
We're happy to go along the bright line. We've got places all along that bright line train now and in Georgia, South Carolina. So it's always exciting to see how we're growing and bringing our hotel style amenities to those vacation rentals.
I love it.
But yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot going on in the world of vacation rentals. We have a lot going on. We just onboarded some new homes that we're excited about. So where can people check out if they want to see our homes? What's the website they can go to, Victor?
Staywithtangy.com. Nice and simple. There on there, you'll be able to see all of our properties that are available. Put in your dates, your the guest count, and see what we have on there. You can book a couple months out. If you're trying to book, you know, a couple weeks now in advance, as Steve said earlier, we are fully committed. A couple of weeks coming on now. April, it's a little bit on the slower end. And then May kicks up again, you know, with Formula One and all these events that we have going on in the city. So staywithtangy.com.
Yeah. Now, right now, if you're an operator or looking to get into operating, we're happy to chat with you just to give you some advice. So you can always reach out, because now it's getting a little challenging. We've saw more and more companies starting to close down, right? When we're starting to see our competition falling apart, what are some tips you would give somebody of not to do if they were starting right now?
Yeah, well, I think we touched on it a little bit, you know, condos, if you are looking into getting into with condos specifically, you know, staying away from one bedrooms, one bathrooms. If you are looking at, you know, family homes now specifically, guests are looking for experiences, right? So setting yourself apart, ensuring that you have a pool. Our best performing properties right now are the ones with the pools or with something specific to enhance experience for the guest. So think about, you know, I know social media is a big thing, but think about the Instagram walls, the Instagrammable features in the property. It goes a long way. It pictures and markets great for those guests who want to stay on the property. And then while they're there, they'll continue to market your property because they're going to be taking photos with these great, great experiences on there. So, you know, be strategic, do your due diligence, like we've mentioned earlier. And I think you'll be all right.
Yeah. And the other thing I would tell them is, and some talking to some of them that are closing down, they just had a lot of overhead.
Right.
They just thought they needed all these things that they actually didn't need. And so I would tell you, try to be efficient. And we talk about this, you and I, a lot. Right? We're testing out all these different AI kind of tools, and people hear AI sometimes like, oh, that's cheating. Right. And I said, listen, is it cheating if you're using Google instead of going to the library to go pull out the books? Is it cheating if you're using Expedia instead of calling a travel agent? Is it, right? Like, I can go on and on.
All the time.
Right. Yeah. So it's another tool, and you got to use that tool to be efficient and to be able to do way more things than you can do in a normal day, because that's who you're competing against. And I checked out some of these tools. I told you about them. I'm not going to give them a free commercial, but there's a tool I tried. And I was very impressed. It's not a PMS, but it's a tool that sits on top of your PMS. So I'm getting a little in the weeds here. But basically, think about this. A PMS is how you control your day-to-day, especially if you're a big company. Just like if you were checking into a hotel, you see everyone that's coming. This tool sits on top. If a guest were to message you, it answers in every language as you train it to, based off of your standards. It then can also, if let's say the pool is broken, it will understand the pool is broken and you have put in your pool person that fixes pools. It will contact that person, say, hey, the pool is not working. And then also message you and your team and whatever communication tool you use to say, hey, we got a complaint about the pool. I've contacted Joe, the pool guy. I'll keep you updated on when he's on the way. All of a sudden, it's like having an employee. And it's only going to be more and more like this. So if you haven't had the chance to try it, start experimenting. You can start to experiment for $20 a month using ChatGPT. And I always tell people, if you're not using it, you need to just start practicing how to speak to it. And how, just imagine it's an employee and what you would ask an employee to do.
Yeah, I mean, we talk so often, Steve, and one of the topics, and I think what excites you a lot, you know, it's AI, and you use that tool, you know, a lot. And I've incorporated it a lot as well. I find myself using it daily. So I agree with you. You know, you've talked to me about that point. You know, are you telling people that you use Google? Everyone uses Google. So it's another tool to help you. And to your point, you know, if it can help overhead and it can help your expenses, you know, become lower, I'm all for it. Because now, especially with short-term rental and management companies, you know, you can rack up expenses very quickly. You know, things are expensive. So looking at your overhead, I think we've talked about a restructuring, you know, agreements with service companies that you use, trying to see if there's a possibility of maybe, you know, we've talked about this before in other podcasts, of having different seasons as far as, like, you know, through the year, maybe not providing the same amenities during high season that you would during a lower season, not to cheapen, you know, the experience, but, you know, maybe there's other opportunities or possibilities that you could bring expenses down in those slow months. So it's a great point, and I love that you mentioned that, and we're noticing and we're hearing chatter from other companies now that they're doing the same. And we did that. We started that, what was it, about like a year or so ago, and we started really looking into our P&L, going number by number, number by number, and questioning everything. Like, is this necessarily what we do or what we need? You know, can we use something else, an alternative? And then, you know, kind of informing and communicating with your team, because, you know, they're not going to know, you know, they want also the same as you. They want to provide a great experience for the guest. But if they're, you know, overspending, you got to remind them, you know, too, that, hey, you know, there's two current seasons, there's overheads that we got to look at, there's expenses. And I think that communication is great.
Yeah, it's got to be part of it every day. And people say, well, you're going to lay off all your team and just use AI. It's like,
not at all.
Listen, no, the team I do have, I want to make them way more efficient and make their jobs way easier. So if they can speak to, say, quote unquote, an employee that has every single answer built into it, it's way better, because we have that sometimes where we have new employees that start and don't know the answers, and they can just use this instead of taking up the time of somebody else that's already busy. Right. So there's 1,000 ways to use this. It's not just writing social media posts or an email. It's really like an example I'm going to give you all right now, because I was showing a hotel this because they didn't understand how to use it. So give me all your reviews in an Excel sheet, uploaded that Excel sheet and said, hey, AI, review all these reviews that would have taken someone hours and hours to do. Find the top 4 trends that you're seeing and create an action plan that we can implement in a day, week, and monthly way. And it created one in minutes that we had to tweak a little bit, but that would have taken somebody a full day, 2 days, 3 days to do at a hotel or a vacation rental company. So
I love it.
There's 100 ways to use this tool. That's one example.
That's amazing.
You can use easily.
I love that. What a nice little nugget of information there. But you're right. Yeah. You just gave me there, gave our viewers a great idea there, that one way that you could use a tool. How easy would it be instead, like you said, you know, instead of going through all these reviews, quickly just jot down, especially what you need, and then, you know, straightforward and speak with the team and letting them know, hey, look, this is what the guests are saying. Let's go ahead and go full force on this, the guest feedback.
Yeah. And you know, which homes or which rooms have those same issues. Like, you can do it 1,000 ways. That's just one idea. Right. So continue using it. If you haven't used it, start using it. Invest $20 this month. Start playing with it and understand. Because if you're not using it, the companies that are using it are going to leave you in the dust.
It's incredible. So
I'm preaching that, and we will continue to use it. And we will be looking at more and more tools that make us more efficient. That's the way of the future.
Exactly. I love it, Steve.
Well, listen, we talked about a lot here going on. So if you're here in Miami and you're here for Ultra, let us know. Maybe we can all say hello. It is pouring rain right now, but I hope it clears up for all the travelers that are here. And on that, I found out recently, there's more and more companies that are insuring rainy days. So I'm going to find out some more information, and maybe we can share that with our visitors and travelers. So you pay a little fee. And if it's raining for more than like 4 hours during daytime hours, they give you a refund. So
really,
I will see. I'm going to check into it. I got that in my inbox a couple of weeks ago. I have to set a time to chat with them. Anyhow, off topic here. Lots of fun things going on. Make sure to like and subscribe and share with anyone that's getting into the vacation rental world, boutique hotel, or unique experiences. Happy to chat with them. But until next time, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.